Hi everyone, welcome to my new podcast series, and of course it's your girl Akonke. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are doing fine, and I hope we are all staying safe. I'll keep hammering on the staying safe issue. We have to just help the government to fight the COVID-19 outbreak by staying in our houses and doing the needful as regards the safety precautions, by washing your hands regularly, practicing social distance, and of course while you are staying at home, endeavor to eat well and sleep well. And don't forget the fact that you have to learn new things, you have to add your knowledge, so by the time the whole break is over, you are times two, like you are better than who you used to be. So today is going to be a very special show. It's going to be a very special episode because I won't be the only one here. I have with me my friend and my colleague, Ruth Ijaola. Ruth Ijaola, say hi to my listeners.
Hi, hi.
So Ruth Ijaola is a very, very, very...
Why you have been like this? Don't worry.
Okay, Ruth Ijaola is a very great person, and she's ambitious, and she's loving. She loves to see people around her do better and do well. So Ruth, I would like you to introduce yourself to my listeners. Never can say my meets, you know.
Okay, hi guys. My name is Ruth Ijaola. She writes it put. What I do. A recent graduate of Federal University of Agriculture, a social entrepreneur where I train women, female entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, professionals, and all of that to become better. It's a community I run. And also, I also run a podcast series. I run a podcast to get inspired with Ruth Ijaola. And I'm a personal development expert. Like she said, I try to make everybody around me become better. So if you're around me and you're not better, I guess there's something wrong with you then.
Yeah, you just have to be better with you. Ruth, thank you for honoring my invitation.
You're welcome, darling.
So today is a very special episode because it's just a random chat with my favorite girl, Ruth Ijaola. So we'll be talking basically on love, relationship generally, ladies, men, how we can help ourselves, how we can become better, how we can help our partner better, and like I've always discussed on our thoughts, how we can, you know, be a better person, how we can bring our good thoughts to reality and help people around us. So we'll be talking about love. So Ruth, I want us to, I believe you are...
Don't even shake that table.
Yeah, let me break the table. I believe you're in a relationship, right?
Since I'm not engaged, I think I'm single.
Hey, shoot me. Is that a yes or a no answer, please?
Okay, I'm in a relationship.
Yeah. So Ruth Ijaola is in a relationship, a serious-minded relationship, I guess.
Don't I'm honesty, you know.
So Ruth, like, I love, you know, we said love. Okay. It's part of us, you know. Even not necessarily the opposite sex.
Sure.
We say love to our female friends. I love you after the end of your conversation and things. So what does love mean to you? Like, how will you like love and root, like how does it tally?
Okay, so like you said, it's not only about romantic relationships where you have love, where you like tell your partner I love you and all of that. Or it's not only when you profess your love to your very intimate partner. Love could mean different things. There's agape love. Okay. There's love between your dad and between your dad and your mom or your siblings. There's love for your very close spouse. Okay, so to me, how do I define love? Love is just a feeling, a deep feeling, a deep connection that binds two people together, that sees beyond this person, and you just don't know why you just care so much about this person. You want to see this person become better. So when I find it very difficult to understand when some people just tell their friends I love you, and at the same time, I think it's very common among three ladies, at the same time we still do one like talking about the person at our backs or doing something really, really annoying to this person. So I begin to wonder, do we really, really love ourselves? But not to just like go out of the question you asked, I would say to me, love is a connection. It's a deep connection that goes beyond physical talks. It's deeper than it. I think it's more like a spiritual thing. Yeah, that binds two people together.
Okay, well, to me, love means so far I'm with this person, I'm safe with this person.
Yeah, security.
Yes, I feel secure. Mm-hmm. When I tell you I love you, when I tell you I love you, it means I feel secure. It means there's no way you are letting me down because I'm confessing my love to you. So that's what leads to, like, I love mystery, but fortunately I'm single, so you can slide into my podcast.
Not your DM this time.
You can slide into my podcast, so you know you can just leave a text message and I'll decide. I don't want to know how I look. Well, I'm a very fine girl though. So like I said, like, you can check my Instagram page at AGBEMINI Agbemini. So you see me there. So we have different types of love.
Okay.
Like,
yes,
you mentioned agape love.
Yeah.
We have the Eros. I just want to know.
Yeah, add, sure.
We have the Eros love. We have the filial love. We have the financial love. We have the stalker. We have the pragma love. And we have the playful love, which is ludus. So I want to talk about agape. Agape, what does agape love means to you?
Like, okay, you? Yes. Okay, so
agape love, what does it mean to you?
It's the God kind of love.
Yeah,
that's it. And it's the love that Christ has, and like Christ has for the church. Like, that's the love that Christ has for us. So when I say I have agape love for you, it's like I have this God kind of love for you, that deep kind of love that Christ wants us to have towards our friends, our sisters and brothers and anybody, believers. That's the love between believers. And it could be extended to people that are even non-believers too. So it's the deep spiritual kind of love that exists between. And I know you'll be thinking that, oh, so if the one not the kind of love I have for my friends and family and all. So people now come like, ah. So, okay, for instance, there's this joke that some people play around with, okay. And they say, I love you. Not in that kind of love, agape kind of like. So is I don't know, I guess you should, I think we should look at it. You know that some people that feel, when they talk to their friends, maybe they're having a crush on this person and you're trying to tell this person that I love you. I don't want to reveal to the person that, oh, I kind of love you, not in the normal kind of love way. You understand what I'm saying? And then I say, oh, I love you, agape kind of love. Like, does it make sense to me? Does it mean that they are different? This, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. So yes, agape love is the unconditional love, like Ruth said, God kind of love. So I'll be mentioning some types of love, give it their meaning so as to know what type of love you possess towards your.
Yeah,
so we have the Eros love.
Okay.
Eros love is the romantic love, the romantic kind of love you have for your partner, for someone you are in
the romantic relationship with.
You are in love with. Then we have the filial kind of love. We have the affectionate love. That's the affectionate love. When you talk, when you're filial and all that, it's the affectionate love. Then we have the filial love. That's the self-love.
Okay.
Love for yourself.
Wow.
And I really want to encourage my listeners. Like, I do encourage people around me. You have to love yourself first before you can even think of loving your neighbor. There's no way you don't love yourself. There's no way you hate yourself and you want to love your neighbor. It cannot work. It's not possible. So you have to process that self-love. You have to tell yourself every day that, Diola, I love you. Ruth, I love you. You will do better. And this just that's the filial type of love. Then we have the storge love, which is the familial love. Then
familial love.
Yes, like
just the, so there's random love.
So we have the ludus love. That's the playful kind of love.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, love that means your siblings and all that.
Okay.
So Ruth, we know what love is. We've checked. We've talked about the types of love, and I think I possess the romantic kind of love and the agape love. Everybody should possess the agape love,
because really
it's the God's type of love and it's the unconditional love. So I want to encourage my listeners to please always love your neighbor as yourself. And Christ is love. Above all things, love is the most important. According to 1 Corinthians 13, love is what God encourages us to do at all times. So I think everybody should possess the agape kind of love.
Yeah.
Then my own type of life, I can be so romantic at times. I possess the Eros
kind of love. And you are single.
I am practicing it, like in practice.
It's well.
Yeah, so it's a matter of time. So Ruth, do you think as a person, do you feel because you want to impress your partner, because you want him to, you know, You want to feel perfect, whereas you are not perfect.
Sure.
You are just working towards perfection. Yeah. Because you want to feel perfect, do you feel it's right to hide who you really are?
Okay.
I do think it's right to like go extra mile, like because you just want to be perfect for your partner. Hmm.
Okay, yes, that's a very, very, very good question. I think that's one of the this question is one of the things that affect relationships, and I wouldn't lie, it also affected my relationship also before we actually became matured. I call it matured because, you know, now we're just we actually were thinking from a very naive state. We didn't understand all of these things. So when we became matured and we understood some of all these things, they started becoming better and we enjoyed our relationship. Okay, so I would say as a person, you should, before you enter a relationship, you should be able to understand yourself first. And when you've understood yourself, you know those things that, when I mean understanding, I mean your weaknesses, your strength, things you know you can do, things you know you can do that could hurt anybody. You should be able to know that yourself, that I have this potential of doing this. And once I do it, I know people get hurt in the process. So you have to checkmate some of all of these things. So before you go into a relationship, first of all, if that other person, that's the guy, you are the lady, that the other guy should be able to understand those things too. You know, there are some people that are, will I say, they are not really sensitive enough or really do calm down enough to know who they are going in a relationship with. No, there are some people that, I don't know how some people meet themselves. And some people that just meet themselves probably in an hotel or in a club or in a gathering. And you are not just patient enough to understand who you are going in a relationship with. So you just like hopping. You know, the emotion is rushing, the old love is like going too high, and you just like pump up, and both of you are the first, and you know, notice in the first stage of every relationship, maybe like 2-3 months, the love is high, like everything is high.
Yeah,
you want to just do everything,
voice, romantic,
you know, now everything then, yeah. You want to hear the guy's voice every morning, every night before you sleep, you know, that type of thing.
Yes.
But at the later end, you start discovering that maybe you start asking yourself some questions like, am I really in love with this person? You know, that's when some ladies now try to maybe show their real colors, maybe some ladies try to start showing themselves unconsciously. You know, that sometimes that's your attitudes or your character who's out even without you saying it with your mouth. So for me, let me use myself as an example. When I entered the relationship, first of all, my partner was saying, "Ruth, I don't like the fact that you are like this, you are too strong-willed, you are this." And I told him, "See, babes, this is who I am." You know, now even before I entered the relationship, I call him babes, I call him guy, just that way. So I said, "Guy, this is the way I am. If you can't like," and we're just still friends too. I said, "This is the way I am. The only thing you can do is to just like try your best correct me. You can't meet someone
in
a day.
Yeah,
you
be better.
You can't meet someone in a day and expect the person to be like 100% different."
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, "This is the way I am. The only thing you can do for me is to help me become better."
Exactly.
"And how can you do that? You don't just start talking to me, change this, change that." I say, you have to also change yourself. You know, so back to your question, I would say the most important thing is before you go into any relationship, you can't let this person know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If this person can accommodate it,
it's fine.
You would go along.
Yes.
And he knows that, we are going through this together. I know you're not perfect. I'm not so perfect myself. Another thing is that in a relationship, the guy and the lady, you guys should not be too proud to yourselves. When I mean too proud, you have to be vulnerable to each other. Not that you are now saying, "I don't want to do this because he's here." See, like, let me use the Yoruba word. Taboniwajue. Like, you get it. There's some people that want to form out to
yeah,
all
that
of
reminds
that.
Me, because when I was in a relationship, one time like that, and you know, we ladies, we always want to be in shape. If you go ahead.
Okay.
And all that, you want to. So I had this guy then, and he's always complaining about my stomach, and because I possess this hero's love, this romantic love, you know, I want to be around him and all that, and I wanted to just be in line with whatever
what
it is.
Want, like,
I know, ladies, you know, there's no how if you are growing, if you are growing fat, you have to develop big boobs, big stomach, and everything.
Yeah.
She gets. Because I know I still have very flat stomach, and suddenly
I just
grew, and you know, puberty and all that. Then he's always complaining about my stomach. I didn't even know, I didn't have orientation about exercise then and all that. But I was like, okay, fine, what can I do? And there was no way I could make my stomach flat, just like that. There's no miracle and all that. Then I notice anytime I'm around him, I'm not always free. I'm always sucking in my belly, you know.
Man, putting yourself in so much
pain. So much pain, like, you know, I don't want him to notice that I have a big stomach again, or I should starve myself. Once I know, if anytime I want to see him, I'll make sure I don't eat or anything. So my stomach could be moderate, yeah, and I'll be able to suck in my belly. Then I felt I was already going out of
myself.
Like, I'm already debating and all that. So it was not so quick. Well, see, guys, this is me. Just have to accept me and all that. So that was it. So I want to encourage my listeners. Yeah. Just be you.
Mm-hmm.
Let him know who you are. Don't form. If along the line is now seeing some of your characters and no guys, they'll get pissed off. So let him know that you're very playful. Let him know you are very rough. Let him know you are very rough. Let him, just let him know who you are, so it will be easy
for him to come in or help out in any way.
So Ruth, you mentioned something that, you know, first two, three, I don't think it's even up to 3 months. It's not always up to 3 months, you know, like let's say 3 weeks. Like, that's equivalent to 1 month.
And, okay.
You know, the love will be shocking.
As in...
you want to hear his voice morning after night. Like, hey, that time, Jesus. Hey, I'm at it. Baby, have you eaten? Baby, are you sleeping? Are you sleeping very well? So you want to, like, you're worried
about,
like,
him.
If he doesn't reply your chat in the next 1 minute, he's already talking to another game.
Oh my god.
He's already ladies, I really need to calm down when it comes to that.
I think you need to talk about that.
No, that's too far. But you know, the love is there, you know. Where we're going to, you know, and all that. Then 1 month later. Or 2 months, just in the relationship.
Oh, sure.
But 1 month later, 2 months, you're already feeling like, I don't feel like talking. The guy calls, someone that calls you 3 times, and you complain that he should call you more. He's not calling you 4 times. I still complain that, guy, please, can you reduce the number of calls? What can really be the cause?
Okay.
And how can you
help?
And how can you, when there's no wow? Such times we arise that you don't just want to talk to anybody.
Sure.
You just want to be alone, or feel you're too, this guy is too clingy. Someone you used to claim you love and all that. So how do you think you can balance that off and ensure an healthy relationship?
Okay, yeah, I think I love that healthy relationship. Seriously.
Yeah.
I think it's a very, very good new point. First of all, when I talked about the first, let's say 1 month, let's look at 1 month. You know, it happens some people 1 month, you know, when someone is just like, especially if you are even new to a relationship, you know, the lovey-dovey aspect of it comes about. You reach out to him almost like every day, reaches out back and off. I think what usually happens, it's normal in life, you know, when something goes up to this elevated stage, it has to like calm down.
Yeah.
And some of all those things that happen,
just like Pepsi. Or drink. I'm a fan of Pepsi. That's why I mentioned Pepsi.
She becomes a brand ambassador.
As opposed to when you are taking Pepsi, and
it comes.
You will drink it like you want to. You are so thirsty, and at some point you feel the
really comes down.
Yeah, the
okay. See, what happens at that point? It's not that. I think the mistake most people is like when that aspect comes, they feel, they are getting some things wrong, or they feel it's not normal, or they feel they should continue. You know, now what blinds us most of the time, most of all these movies we watch, Netflix movies we watch, you know, there's this lovey-dovey all about, and we're always thinking that relationships should be
like
hyper all of the time. No, relationship is not about going all of like high. And I think what happens most of this time is that, you know, that time you're really, really seeing what that person is. You're seeing how he is over time. You know, it's like you're spending, that's why most people don't like staying in too long relationships. Like, you get bored. You know, you're getting a stage, you have to start being committed to the person. You have to start doing things for the person every day, checking up, all of those things. And most people now get tired. That's when you notice that some people are not really, really good at being committed to any relationship or anybody. It happens to me. You know, at that first time, I was all, you know, chat to the person, I can sleep on the chat, the chatting.
Exactly.
It goes to a time that I came back to my senses. Maybe
so
because I just realized that, this person belongs to me. So that's something we need to look at. You know, that sometimes we feel this person belongs to me, can't go anywhere. So let me be myself. You know, that time you want to do everything to please the person unconsciously, you're going to be available. Later, I just remember that, why would I be online morning to night talking to just one person? I need to also talk to other people. So it happens. I'm using myself as an example. I don't know how it is for other people, but I know that what constantly happens in all relationships is that it comes down. And what we actually found out about this, we had to talk. Me and my partner, we came, we sat down together and said, babes, what's wrong? Why are we reducing? It's not as, no, is the love going down? No, we discovered that we still love each other, but we're all committed to different things. And you know something about men is that once they want something and they grab it, they lose interest in that thing. After some time, it's normal. It's even normal for ambitious people.
Yes.
No, when
yes.
you're hitting at a goal, you put all your energy into it and you try to sustain it for a matter of months. After that month, you feel you've gotten hold of that thing, then you try to reduce your commitment to that thing over a period of time. So at that particular stage, how do we balance? I feel what we need to balance is try as much as possible to stay committed. You know, that's when you realize that it's not all about love.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not about
people
commitment.
Believe relationship and it's just love.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Do you know I've reached a stage in it, it's like, I'm just trying to point it to you. I've broken up like, let's say 3 times because of the fact that we're both getting tired of our characters. You know, now seeing a different person entirely, but all of the same, it's not as you know this person is different. It's because, you know, it's just like you're eating something all over and you're getting tired. But you need to continue to tell yourself that I saw something when I met you. Let this thing continue to drive me such a way that I will not leave you.
Exactly.
So,
commitment.
That's the commitment is key. And if, okay, you sit yourself down and ask yourself, what are the things that can make our relationship continue? What are the things that we can put in place to still drive that love? Because that's what breaks relationship. There's some men that they just get tired and you just see them moving around with another lady. Forget it. It's not it might not be about the big books and big hats that the lady has. It could be about the fact that the guy is not matured in the aspect of commitment. Really, he has not reached a stage that he can stay with something and make it last. So it's very important that we need to learn commitment. We need to learn to stay with something over time. And when we learn that, trust me, and you put in place that, okay, you know that, okay, every morning by 6 o'clock, I know I have to call him. In the night, I have to call him. So it's not like every time you hear each other's voice, you could chat, send a text. You should just put some systems in place that could help your relationship. Chatting every morning. Okay, you know that by the first 10 minutes when I wake up, I'm chatting with him. You need to put it that, okay, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Okay, you know that every month we'll have like dates. Something to spice up your relationship and make it consistent. So I think those things will help balance your relationship.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. So I want to ask again now. When those times arise, is that you just don't feel, you just want to be, you just don't want to talk, just want to be in your
space.
What is best? Is it space or attention?
Is it like from the guy to lady or the lady to the guy? Both.
Yeah.
Parts?
What do you feel is it right? Okay, let's say.
Is it right to ask your partner?
Let
for
me
space?
Rephrase. Yes. Let me rephrase. Let me put it this way, like. You are just tired, you just don't want to talk, you just don't want to, you feel
mood swing.
Yes, mood swing. Is what do you feel the girl, the lady should ask for at that particular time? Is it space or attention? Do you feel it's good to ask for a space?
Okay,
when you are not in a relationship, is it good to ask for a space? Okay. What impression are you
painting to the other person?
To the other person.
Okay, I get that question because it happens to me too. I don't know, all these questions are just happening to me. I'm not a person, I get really frustrated easily. And when I get frustrated easily, kind of, those are one of my weaknesses. And I made sure that he understood that's me. So it's left for him to act in wisdom, to understand, oh, Ruth can be like this. When she's like this, what can I do? So when I behave like this, it's not as if, no, I'm giving an impression that I don't love you any longer. I just leave my side. I'm just trying to tell you that this is who I am, but how can you manage me? Okay, for someone that is having that kind of issue or someone that is having that kind of attitude, like mood swings and all of that, I think what's best at that time is, first of all, you know what, when we made the statement that, oh, every partner should understand themselves before going into any relationship. Know who this person is. Okay, for instance, the person should have known that this is who this person is. I can get mad or I can get in a situation that I'll just feel like being alone. It happens. Like, I just want to be alone. Like, don't just... But that time, it's not that time for you now to shout out to your partner and say, will you just leave me alone? Don't you see I'm tired? Although it can come, I don't know, everybody has different temperaments.
Exactly.
So it could be painful, but at the same time, when you're done with your space and all of that, it's best for you to apologize and calm him down. Very sorry, I just, you know, I freaked out and all of that. So at that time, you could just politely tell your partner to give you space.
Politely and
tell him, babe, please, I just need time. I'm kind of running through. I know that some people are very, very resistant, like not resistant, they're just pushy. That time is when they want to now be around you and start becoming
crazy. Because I mean, to me, when my guy tells me he wants space, and what if, what comes to my head, what if probably there's someone else giving me attention?
That's the place of trust.
Because you should, yeah, fine, but at least you should have space with me. Let us be in space together.
That's where you need wisdom. Do you know that?
I will not allow my partner to have the space with you. Whatever it is that you want to discuss with
me.
Because anything can happen. Why we're having the space? You definitely meet someone else. I'll definitely meet someone else that I talk to every day.
Oh, I think I get your point. Space is like maybe a long...
Yeah, okay, how long should the space be?
Oh, the space I was actually talking about when I freak out, I just need to just...
How long should space... Like, when space it comes to asking for space from your partner, how long should it be? Should it be long or short?
Short is better, because when it's long, a lot of things come in that relationship.
Yeah, at that particular time, you meet so many other people and you
lighten you up.
And yes, you talk about that, you feel like this person is better, whereas it's just for a very short period of time. I just feel at that particular time.
Or you could even check up. Just
time,
check
you
up.
You don't feel like talking, you just feel like doing anything. Just talk to your partner. Like you guys talk about it. I have to change a lot. That's how I let my partner know that okay, fine, I'm not in the mood to talk. I have mood to do that, and when I have mood to talk, I just don't want to talk to anybody at that particular time. So I'm not saying it directly, like Jide, let's say for example, Jide, mom, don't chat to me, don't call me for now. You will feel so.
You could not tell him. You could even have a safe word for it, babes. I think I'm in that period where I want to be alone. He would understand.
Yeah, where that's where understanding comes in.
Mm-hmm. And you guys would have to, you understand that, oh, I think she's in a period of space. Okay. Like that.
Okay, we are almost rounding up this episode, but okay. I'll still take a few more questions. So let me just meet this new guy. You're just meeting your guy for the very first time. You're in a relationship, Sha, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it actually right to tell your guy about your past relationships?
Okay, when you like
when you're already in a new relationship. Is it right to discuss
your past relationship
with your past relationship with your partner? I don't know how was the past relationship was. I don't know what caused the breakup. I know so people can be very fun. They might want to just stand and share with them, just to stay safe, to be on the safer side. That baby, it's not baby case you hear of anything outside. And it's not so. Okay. So that is, I feel you should just tell him stuff. Well, it's not everything you can discuss. Sure. Some things are just left unsaid. Are just best
left unsaid.
Yeah, exactly. So what's your
My own opinion
about that?
I think I have a very different opinion about it. You know what I said is, no, first of all, no type of partner you are going into. There are some partners that want you to be as open as possible. You know, there are some people that you just look at them, I don't think I can ever want to fall this person's hand. You get what I'm saying? Quote and unquote. It's like you're just like, I know I'm going to last with this person. Maybe, you know, this person, you might end up getting married to this person. So it's like you have this feeling of, let me just be open to this person. For instance, like you said, I don't know how worse your past could have been, but I think, if not everything, most of those things that, you know, that these things are real, like there are things that can cause issues later on in the relationship. You know, there's sometimes that you don't know the anger the person will be coming from. Maybe had something outside. Maybe God forbid, though, you slept with somebody. You know, now different our useful around, different news around, people carry fake news. I know you heard that, okay, this person, you had a relationship with this person, and maybe the guy he felt jealous, and he didn't know how best to like express his feelings, and started shouting and nagging, and he didn't want to hear at that point. And you're trying to explain yourself now, babe, no, this is how it happened, and everything just loses zone patience too, and it breaks up everything. Something that could have been something beautiful. So I think it's best before you enter into the relationship, you try to talk to him about the significant things that. But I think it should be on request.
Okay.
Asking.
If he asks you that,
oh,
there's no point.
So there are some people that make such mistakes. The guy might not ask you for questions. Like, he just say everything. And I've seen cases where some people were just trying to be as honest as possible, and they ended up, the guy could not even hold, you know, somebody that cannot hold those type of content. Maybe I got raped while I was younger, or what is it? And this guy hears it and could not take it, and like, huh? They raped you before, I'm not in the relationship any longer. You know, now different kinds of guys are not so matured.
Yeah, exactly. So it's most important, like what you're trying to say, just make sure you're in a relationship with a matured person. It's always cool when you're in a mature relationship too. It saves you the stress of shalaying.
That trend is funny.
Yeah, it saves you the stress of wanting to explain everything. Over and over, always to, you know, when you are in an insecure, see, the worst relationship you can ever be in is when you're in an insecure relationship. So whatever you do, whoever you want to be with, always make sure the person is more mature than you.
For the ladies,
let him be more mature. Let him know when he's mature. The way he handles matters. The way we handle matters differ. So the way we handle will be different from
how we take it.
So Ruth, last question for the episode.
Okay.
What is the first impression a guy can give you that will be like, okay, fine, this is my man. What's that first impression like? And what was your first impression about your partner? And if, you know, we have different impression, we have different mindset, like I said earlier in my previous episode, we have the positive and we have the negative. So there's some negative thought or mindset you must have had towards this person. That there's no how you guys must have been friends. But at least you know one or two things. So you must have had this negative thought about, like, this guy is proud, I can't do anything. How were you able to manage those negative thoughts? And how were you let's say about 2% of it was actually, how were you able to manage those excesses? What was your first impression about your partner? What would someone say? What would someone say to you to impress you, be it the lady or the man?
That question is dicey, because different people with different opinions and things they see in people. But for me, if I was ever going to be with anybody, the first thing that will make me want to even have a conversation with you is your intelligence.
Oh God.
The guy must be smart, really. He must be very, very smart. And he must be very cute too. Very cute. Yes.
And for me, he must be very playful. He must, like, joke. Yeah. Like, he must
be ready to jokes. Accommodate your joke. And okay, make you laugh.
Yes, you have to make me laugh. You have to be very funny. Like, imagine meeting you for the very first time and I'm laughing my ass out. No, that feeling that, oh, he's my man. So I feel it should be very funny. It should be able to make me laugh. Intelligence is there, but be able to, you know.
Yeah, crack me up to them.
Yeah, so just continue.
After that, you know, even for him, what actually made me, like, what got me impressed about him was the fact that he was cute. That was the first thing. I get attracted to really cute guys. So
imagine cute person, intelligence. Oh my God.
So that was the very first thing. But when we started conversing, I was like, wow, this guy is so intelligent. Like, he knows the right words to say. You know, there are some guys that when you converse with them, the level of wisdom, wow. So me, I imagine different things. When I started talking to Akud, I was just imagining, wow, what if I'm with you? I won't even go blank, because I know that any problem I have,
you help me.
And you know that. So when I realized that, I didn't jump in. I didn't say, asked me out. Mm-hmm. I was just watching him. It was watching, and we were both realizing some really unique things about this person. And you know, there's some things about first impressions.
Yeah, that it lasts longer. Yeah.
But for me, if I give you a first chance, and I come back to you the second time, I say you're not giving me any. Third time, I don't know. Anything can just happen. I could just realize that you're not even what I was thinking you were. You know, there's some people that you just meet them for the first time. Your idea about them might be negative, but maybe you just had something to engage with the person with. I discovered that, well, this person is never as bad as you thought he was. So what can get me into a guy, or if I get me in, what can a guy can used to get me is intelligence, most of it, because I'm a very ambitious person. And anytime I'm trying to think about something, I know that I can't just turn to an unintelligent man.
Yeah, for to advice, me, it's, to yeah, to. First, the intelligence factor, able to approach.
And he must be accommodating, and must very understanding, because that could be complicated.
Those are the key words to, you know, having a successful relationship and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he must be intelligent, he must be able to crack my ribs on our first meeting. Like, I should feel comfortable with you.
Yeah,
our first meeting, I must be very free with you, I must feel comfortable. You must make me feel like, I can express myself. I can tell you anything, whatsoever it is I'm going through, and you won't get angry. And I must be able to also play with you and joke with you. There's some guys that, there's some person that you cannot tell them, like, you can't use the words like, oh, they and.
I mean, like, me, head of the family.
You get those guys that you go, so there's some guys that you have to be very careful the way you play with them. You have to be very careful the way you play with them. There's some guys that you can't tell them, you can't call them mom. You have to be very, when you are with them like this, you have to be very, so it's very, very important to know
who you are,
to understand yourself first. To know what you want for yourself. If you are this free person, and you definitely, me, I'm a free person, I want a free person, I want an accommodate. I'll work towards meeting a free person and accommodate, not too serious. And although say, but not someone that shuns me, I have to use sass. I have to tell I'm sorry all the time for calling him all day. He must be able to call me all day too. And I feel it is someone you even love that you use
those words.
See, someone is calling you big head. Let me give you tips. See, someone is like, yeah, big head. See, that person likes you. See, that person likes you. Someone is telling you, oh dear, I love you. That person likes you. So, you know. So Ruth, thank you for coming. Thank you for allowing me to, you know, benefit from you and for interacting. I'm definitely bringing you back, because we can't finish this. I don't want to bore my listeners. And so, my dear listeners, my loving, my sweet, my, you know, you guys have been so amazing. The comments, please keep it rolling. I want to hear your views or the questions. I want to hear your comments. Please, it's really, really go a long way. And I promise to, you know, I promise to talk about it in my next episode. So whatever it is, your comment and all that, please keep it rolling in. So it's your girl, Akonke, and Ruth, say, you know,
take a last word. Okay, guys, what I want to just say basically is, make sure that in any relationship you want to go into, make sure that you are happy and both of you are actually happy. I think that's the basis. If you're both not happy, you're trying to like fix things up, red flag. You are not happy and you're always trying to just, because of something, maybe you don't want people to see that, oh, please, if it's not working and you guys cannot fix yourselves, please just try to stay away, or try as much as possible to get someone involved that can help you out, like a mentor, a coach or something. Just please be happy. That's very important. Be happy. Because there's nothing like when you have emotional intelligence, or when you are emotionally stable in a relationship. It helps you a lot. So thank you so much for listening.
Okay, thank you guys. And on my final note, please, let's stay safe. I think it's best time to just know, think, get better in whatever thing you're doing, or people know you for. So by the time you are back from the whole COVID-19 break, just bang da da dang. Yeah, like, you are better.
You just blow.
So see you guys in my next episode. Bye.
Bye bye.
Hello guys, good morning. Welcome to the podcast Moments with Akonke. This is not Akonke. This is